This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Kia ora and welcome back to the Equal Agenda podcast. I'm Charlie.
I'm Mia.
And today we are talking about the trans community and how feminism interacts with that.
Yeah, how gender equality relates to what's going on in the trans community at the moms. Yeah, because gender equality extends to not just feminism, but just, again, gender equality, the equality of all gender identities, including trans people. What's going on?
The whole, like, trans debate is a pretty big thing at the moment, like, across the world. Well, I mean, it always comes back to America, but, like, if you look at America, the whole idea of, well, children can't transition when they're minors, there's the whole thing about trans women being in women's bathrooms, being in women's sport. I found this website, and it was tracking, like, how many bills and stuff were being introduced to pass as laws. In 2025, 1,020 bills were introduced, 126 passed, and they were all about teachers were allowed to not use, like, students' chosen names or pronouns.
Yeah. What? That was approved?
Yeah.
People care that much that they made a law about this?
Yeah, yeah. In specific states. So of the 1,020 bills, 208 were about forcibly outing trans students to parents. Like, teachers could do that. Banning basic gender identity education. 214 bills were targeted around gender-affirming care for minors and adults.
Is this in America?
Yeah, everything's about America.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's just like, I can't believe there's formal laws on that.
Yeah, well, in New Zealand, end of last year, they were introducing the puberty blocker ban.
I was unaware of this.
Yeah.
The only thing I heard of in New Zealand was the thing about, I know there was something going on with the bathrooms, like the laws about the bathrooms, and I don't know what they ended up in.
Peter Winston, the New Zealand First, they're in government with National A. So he was saying how trans women can't go into bathrooms, and he wanted to make that a whole law. And then he also wanted to make law how he needed the government to define what a woman is, like what they did in the UK. And so they legally have defined a woman as person that is biologically female. So he wanted to do all that.
So he basically wanted to make gender, which is social construct, like your sex determines your gender, and he wanted to make that like formal law.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all of that happened. Nothing happened with it because he's just a crazy old guy.
Okay.
And then end of last year, I couldn't figure out if it is in effect, but they wanted to basically, for children and minors under 18, they can't go onto puberty blockers. So if they wanted to start it, they can't do that anymore. But if you're already on it, then you can continue with it.
I see.
But the High Court was like, well, that's stupid. And they put it through a review or something.
Yeah.
But I think it might be in effect, but it's under review of if it should continue or something like that.
Oh, okay. So at least we have a little bit of common sense in New Zealand.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I understand. See, gender reassignment would be a more, like, you would have to, I don't think there should be an age limit, or like at 18, no. Especially 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, 18's quite late.
Yeah, because you've already gone through puberty and everything,
exactly.
And that's the one thing you don't want.
Oh my gosh, you do not want to be feeling uncomfortable in your body as a teenager. Like, that's the most horrible feeling.
Because you have that, and then you have all the other uncomfortableness that comes with being a teenager.
Yeah, like, full-blown identity crisis.
Yeah. Because it's just puberty blockers.
Yeah.
It's not mentioning, like, if you go on hormones, which would change as well.
There's no regulations around hormones, is there, at the moment?
I don't think so, no. But I also don't think that people realise that before you go on puberty blockers or hormones or anything, you have to see, like, so many different medical people before that.
Yeah.
To make sure that you're, like, I don't know, like, sound of mind and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So when I started puberty blockers, I had to see my doctor, see a youth worker, see a psychologist who specialized in, like, gender dysphoria. Then I had to see the hormone doctor. Then I had to see the hormone doctor again so that he made sure that I made sure that I was sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that I had to go through, like, four different people. And
that
this was, like, over a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the psychologist, she only came to Rotorua, I think like once every like 4 to 6 months. So you also had to wait all that time.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't think people like know that you have to go through that.
No, that's the first time I've heard about it. That's such a lengthy process.
Yeah. And with like surgeries and stuff, like if you're going to do top surgery, you have to go to your doctor. You have to get a diagnosis of gender dysphoria.
Do you?
Yeah. You have to see a psychologist.
Yeah.
So there's all these steps in place to make sure that it's, I don't know, not a one-off or something.
Yeah. Oh, okay. When did you start puberty blockers?
Basically when I was like at the end of puberty.
Right. So there's like pretty low risk of someone going and getting a surgery when they might change their mind. There's like probably like no risk.
Yeah. But also I was looking it up. So across like multiple studies, it was found that with both trans men, women, non-binary people, there was a less than 1% chance that they regretted either going through hormone replacement therapy or surgery.
My question is, if there's such this big process, which should be talked about more, like that should, people should be aware of that before we go and like, oh no, we need to vote against this. Yeah. So what's the point of these laws if there's already this big formal process? Which is, like, it's probably a good thing, like, that you're not making permanent changes.
Yeah.
Like, especially for surgery, if you're not making permanent changes, that there is a process in place.
Mm.
But
why are we making laws
then? Yeah, why are we making laws then?
Yeah.
Because then those laws, if they're, like, if they're to prevent people from making the wrong choice, we've already got a process to prevent that.
I don't get it either.
The laws are probably just a little bit
extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's crazy because you would think that the people that are making the laws would know all of this.
Yeah.
The way that I think of it is that they think children are just going to their doctors and can be like, oh, I want to get a puberty blocker, and then are instantly on it.
Yeah. Well, that's probably what the general public thinks too. Mm. Politicians are like, oh, this is what the general public thinks. I'm going to make a law about that so then they'll like me.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also like, have you seen what the cost of butter is?
I know. Let's focus on the important things, bro. Like, what's your stance on the, because this is like so controversial, on like the bathroom thing. What was it? Was it just trans women couldn't use the women's bathrooms, or was it also trans men can't use the men's bathrooms?
I think it was a blanket thing for trans people. But there seems to be this thing, it's across the world as well, where there's a specific mention of trans women in women's bathrooms. Because it's like, oh, well, the women, they will feel unsafe, and how will they protect themselves?
Yeah, and there's like a big thing, I think, like the controversial thing is like, how do we know if they're a trans woman? Like, what stage of their transition do we allow that to happen?
Yeah.
Like, any man could just say that they're trans just to go into a woman's bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
My thinking is, if a man wanted to do something, it doesn't matter if it would happen within the four walls of the bathroom.
That's such a rare thing to happen to. It's more rare for some creepy old man to pretend to be trans, go into a woman's bathroom, than it is for a trans woman to want to use the urination station, to want to pee, to use a friggin' bathroom.
Yeah, because like 9 times out of 10, trans women will be more terrified to go into a woman's bathroom and something happen to the trans woman than something happening to the cisgendered woman.
Yeah. I think that generally it's probably people probably subconscious too. It's more of a transphobia thing rather than like an actual fear for safety.
Yeah, 100%.
And another solution I think that is pretty simple and straightforward is just more gender neutral bathrooms.
Yeah.
That's just like such a simple solution.
Yeah. The bathrooms in your house are gender neutral.
Exactly.
It's a bathroom. It's a place where you go to pee. Like,
exactly. Yeah.
Why is it that important?
Because I feel like if there was situations when creepy old men are going into a woman's bathroom pretending that they're trans, that would be all over the media.
Yeah.
All over the media. I haven't heard anything about that.
No.
And I'm sure it's happened. I'm sure it's happened a few times.
Yeah.
But obviously pretty freaking rare.
It's clearly not a problem.
Yeah, it's more like probably the sensation of it. Everyone's like freaking out thinking it's a bigger deal than it is. Like it's a bigger, it's going to be a more prominent issue in their life than it actually is. Like,
I think it's something that's definitely pushed in like media.
Like, you should fear this.
Yeah, yeah. Like, have you heard of the news channel in America? It's called Fox News.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's 100% conservative Christian. They're always pushing about how trans women, they're going into into bathrooms and they're beating women and yada yada, and it's so unsafe. But it's, if you look at every other news channel, like, nothing is talked about like that because it's not happening.
Well, if a person is a bad person, they're going to do bad things regardless.
Yeah, they don't have to change their gender for that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a very, very, very rare scenario, so I don't think that we should have whole laws that are harmful for the trans community based off this very, very slim chance of creepy old men.
Yeah.
Or woman pretending to be trans going into the men's bathroom. I don't think that's talked about, though.
Which, isn't that funny? It's not talked about. It's more of a trans woman.
Well, I don't know, but like, I think men would probably, if like a girl walked into the men's bathroom, well, the men would probably like, yay!
Yeah. Which is, I come back to the whole, the trans person is more terrified of going into the bathroom than the cis person.
What statistics would say is they're significantly more likely to face some form of violence, whether that's verbal or physical, just a man or woman in a public space.
Yeah, yeah.
So weigh that up. A trans woman going into a men's bathroom, imagine how unsafe they would feel.
That's another point as well.
They would feel so unsafe.
Yeah, because if you physically are dressed more femininely and you go into a men's bathroom, they're probably going to beat the crap out of her.
Yeah.
Where do you want them to pee then?
Exactly.
In the street.
And like, because some people are like, oh, if they're like, if they, I think one argument was like, oh, if they've been trans for this amount of time, then that's okay.
Oh, like a certain amount of years?
Yeah. But that's and there's nowhere to regulate that too. And what makes a person that's been trans for 10 years and a person that's been trans for 1 year any more valid than the other?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I just think that's very silly.
There was the whole point talked about with bathrooms and stuff. Do you want people to like pull down their pants and show you what genitalia they have to be able to get into the bathroom?
What about trans women in women's sports and trans men in men's sports?
It's a huge thing.
I just think there's enough people for there to just be a whole league of its own. But then there's the argument that it's fine for trans men to compete in men's sports because they don't have any advantage.
Yeah.
And then it's not okay for trans women to compete in women's sports because they have advantage, they have physical advantage.
Yeah.
I can see for some people.
They
are advantaged. Like, biologically, men have more muscle mass. They're stronger. They are overall larger, longer legs. So I just think it's logical that there's a league of its own.
I get the logic behind it. I just think sport is such a big thing in our world. And when you put it on, like, the world stage and you say, like, trans women, they can't go into women's sports, I think it's just harmful for the trans community.
It is. Yeah. And then it also depends on so many factors too, because it depends on what sport.
Yeah.
Like, say darts. Darts would be ridiculous if they couldn't compete.
But it's so funny you say that, because I can't remember where it was. A trans woman wasn't allowed into the darts tournament because she was trans. And people were like, the advantage of throwing something?
Yeah, so that would be ridiculous. Like, maybe sprints. That could be a different situation.
Do you remember she was one of the first trans New Zealand weightlifters? It was like years ago, and that was a big thing.
I remember that, yeah.
But my thought is like, well, if you are an out trans person going into the like Olympics or something, I would assume you would be like in the process of transitioning, so you would be on, and I think, I can't remember her name, but I'm pretty sure she was on hormones. I don't know.
Yeah, that's why it's so controversial too.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you could have, if you were training for 10 years before you started taking hormones, then you would probably have more muscle mass. And then say you started taking hormones like 1 year before the Olympics, like, you're going to be stronger than the other female competitors. Yeah. Like, you're going to have an advantage. And then it's also, everyone's like, what's from stopping a man from pretending to be
trans and then going
into a woman's, that's never happened before.
Yeah. But also, a lot of women produce testosterone. Do you remember in 2024, I think it was the Paris Olympics, how there was that boxer who, she's a woman, was, so the term is like trans investigated, where people will think, oh, well, this person is as trans.
Oh, because she has naturally more testosterone?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was a social media thing, but so many people got into it that even, like, the committees of the Olympics had to, they were doing, like, tests and stuff to see what chromosomes she had.
Oh, my
And how
gosh.
Much, like, testosterone she had. Yeah.
I wonder what intersex people.
Then there's
like,
intersex
that's
people.
Probably the same, they probably face the same issue. Like, what, do they go into the men or women's category?
I just think it's crazy that, I don't know, you're basing it off of, like, how much testosterone someone has.
Yeah, like, are they going to start,
like, do you
testosterone testing? Yeah, like you say, everyone has different levels anyway. So some people are going to be more naturally advantaged than others. I don't know. I just think it would be very simple if you had a... But then, again, there's, like, complications with everything. Because then I'm sure people... There would be, yeah, like, different sports. Like, depending on the sports and stuff. Because it's, like, how do you determine how much testosterone plays a role in winning or losing and performance and all of that. I'm sure there's a whole science behind it.
Do the Olympics have to be gendered?
Well, you couldn't put both men and women in a...
I mean, with boxing.
In a...
But then could you do it based on, like, weight class instead of it being gendered?
I think it really depends on the sport. I don't know, like, maybe golf, but then again, there would be...
Is there golf in the Olympics?
I think there is. Oh. I thought there was. Oh, maybe I'm crazy, but I thought there was. And then, but then it's like, oh, what if men have, like, a strong, like, a bit of whack of the stick or whatever you call it. I'm going to play golf in my life. Do you know what I think is really cool? Model of the year, Alex Consani. Do you know her?
The white lady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
First trans model of the year.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool, eh?
There are a lot of trans models.
Yeah, there are.
Like, who's the woman of Euphoria? She's a trans model, isn't she? Hunter Schafer.
I think that's pretty cool. And I think having a trans model of the year, that's pretty empowering.
Who picks model of the year?
I think it's vote.
Between, like,
could not
company?
Tell you. Could not tell you. No idea. Huh. I think it's an American thing.
Oh, 100%.
Although modeling is quite a big thing in Europe, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know enough about modeling at all, but I just know I love Alex Consani. She's so funny.
I look up trans online and it just comes up with America and their fight for the bathrooms.
America has more important issues to worry about, I feel.
Mm-hmm. How many kids have been killed in a school shooting today?
How many mass shootings have you had in this year?
And it's still January?
Oh my God. Off topic. I unfortunately got on the wrong side of TikTok and it made me so angry last night. All of, like, ICE raid stuff. It's disgusting.
Insane.
It's disgusting. It's just, like, brutality.
Yeah.
They're just power hungry.
And they're not even qualified. Like, they just have to pass a physical.
You're just on the street. You get ID'd. If not, they'll just get you on the ground, like, four of them.
They'll all, like, tackle you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was a woman who got killed the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, was it Minnesota or was it Mississippi? Minnesota.
Mississippi, I think. And she got shot and her car crashed into the pole.
Yeah. Yep. And then the leader guy there, what do you call it? One of the politicians there. Oh, like,
was it the mayor that dropped the F-bomb?
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, get the fuck out of Mississippi or something.
Yeah.
I was like, anyways, it angers me so much. And I don't even, like, it's...
Have you seen the compilations of them slipping on the ice?
Yeah.
The ice agents?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah. It's And the whole, like, Venezuela thing, Greenland thing.
They just took
thing,
the president?
That's not legal. It's a dictatorship, hey?
Yeah.
And he's putting his face on everything. He's putting his name on it. Oh,
Trump.
Disgusting. Yeah, he's like completely off topic.
Yeah.
Does my head in.
But all of that is happening, and they're like, oh, my God, the trans people.
I know.
They're
oh my
taking
God.
Over.
Teachers should not have to call them by their...
That's insane. But, like, how is that impacting your life by just saying a different name?
It's not.
Yeah.
At all.
A big thing when I came out was there was the whole idea of, well, you can't expect people to say your pronouns. You're asking so much of them.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, not...
No, it's not.
Really.
No, it doesn't impact their life at all.
Yeah, it's a word.
And if it impacts their emotional safety that bad, that's a them problem.
That 100% a them problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So crazy, some of the things that people would care about.
Yeah. It comes back to how I said before, what was the cost of butter? Like, there are people that are living on the streets.
Yeah, and they care about, like, a word that comes out of their mouth when addressing someone.
I just think the world's going crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are the gays up to?
What are the gays up to? Gays are chilling.
Gay people are great.
Yeah.
With the whole, like, bathroom thing, I have had the greatest talks with people in bathrooms, and they'll be women or gay people. Just randomly.
Yes. Or especially, like, at the clubs.
Yeah, when you're drunk off your face and there are, like, five other, like, women or gay people around.
Yeah.
It's a great experience.
It is. And also, can I just say, I never, ever wish any woman to experience the the stench of a men's bathroom. It is disgusting.
Pee everywhere.
It is disgusting. Yeah, I don't...
The ones that have the cow troughs, that's nasty.
Why are there so many broken toilets? I'm saying this like I've been into a men's bathroom. This is all through a screen I have seen. Although one time I had peed in a urinal, that was quite fun.
Oh.
Yeah, it was at school too.
Wow.
After hours, though. So. Yeah, I felt quite cool. Yeah, men's bathrooms stink. So
they're crazy.
We need to protect trans women from the male stench of bathrooms.
It's weird.
Yeah.
And there's always just like crap everywhere. Everything's broken.
One time at school, there was like this announcement over the intercom, and it was like, whoever is eating fried chicken in the men's bathrooms, could you please refrain from it? Because people were leaving chicken bones in the bathroom. Just so for rank.
Like, while you're holding it and you're peeing, you're just going to have a bite of chicken?
Yeah, eating a bit of KFC.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
That's nasty. See, these are the problems that these we need to be focusing
exactly.
on.
Exactly. This is what we should be addressing, chicken in bathrooms.
Ew.
Even food.
Yeah, I can't even, like, comprehend the thought of just taking food to a bathroom.
Especially a public one.
Oh, yeah. Because you don't know what's even in the air in those bathrooms.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stand men's bathrooms. They're just nasty.
Yeah. And then I just like women's bathrooms because, like, everyone kind of hypes each other up in there.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Everyone's got, like, can compliment someone on something.
Yeah. I'm talking mostly in, like, the club bathrooms or, like,
a restaurant
bathroom. You're not really, like, everywhere at a mall. But again, I think gender neutral bathrooms is just, like, shouldn't that just be a thing? Like, I'm pretty sure places can't only have men and women's bathrooms. Right? Surely that's, like,
you'd have to have, like, disabled bathrooms. I think those are...
Are they always gender neutral?
I think so, yeah. I remember in my primary school, and this was 2010-ish, I think, we got gender neutral bathrooms.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is that it's for... I think the general reason why we have gender bathrooms is for safety.
Mm.
Or, like, one of the main reasons. Shouldn't the priority be on making a safer space, like... For example, prosecuting rapists rather than not letting trans women into the woman's bathroom.
Yeah.
That's probably a better priority
Yeah, I don't know why trans people are everyone's priority.
I know, yeah. They unfortunately get the backhand for every issue.
Yeah.
Well, not every issue, but like...
It's more talked about.
I think it's just people are transphobic and they fear, oh my gosh, what if this happens? Like the very, very extreme worst case scenario... Like, as humans, that's what we do.
But, like, if someone's a crap person, doesn't matter the gender, they're going to be a crap person.
Exactly. So why should trans people have to take the hit?
Yeah,
you know?
And everyone you know will have an opinion on trans people, but they won't have an opinion on anything else.
Exactly. Yes, that's so true,
you know,
though.
Like, people who are like, I don't get into politics.
But I hate trans people.
Yeah.
I'm fine with gay people if they don't put it in my face.
My neighbor's gay.
Yeah, I have a gay auntie. Oh my gosh, men, they would be like, oh no, I'm fine with lesbians because they think it's hot.
Yeah.
But they hate gay men.
Because that's gross.
Yeah. They're not, I think they think that they're going to like get a crush on them. You know, girls have a crush on you. Why would a gay man have a crush on you? No girls have, like, no one's liking you, babe.
Yeah. Just, it doesn't come down to gender. It comes down to people have standards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the whole men liking lesbians thing, that also comes back to men are viewing any woman as property.
Yeah.
Or as something that.
Sexual.
Yeah. That lives to be a sexual thing for men. I don't know, it kind of just seems like it always comes back to men are the problem. Can I say that?
I think just like that's the thing too, is there's not men sitting in a podcast recording studio doing things like this, like looking over these issues.
Yeah.
Like they don't seem to be.
They for sure are in the podcast studios.
Yeah, but like, oh, I need a woman who cooks me a steak when I get home from work, generally speaking.
Yeah.
But they're not addressing these issues. They're not talking about these issues.
Or if they are talking about it, it's always, this is the way that it should be. And it always comes back to men needing this thing for tradition. And I need a wife and my wife needs to take care of everything.
And they just feel... Maybe it's my experience, but men tend to feel very entitled that their opinion is the only right way.
Which is why so many of them become podcasters.
They're not used to women, like, speaking up or having opinions or, like...
Yeah, that's a very common thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Just maybe it's just the guys I have the pleasure of knowing, but they don't speak up the socioeconomic state of the world.
I think that's becoming like a common thing with younger men. They don't speak about stuff like this because in their little narrow brains, it's we have to do the traditional thing. I'm going to do the traditional thing. You should follow and do the traditional thing.
It's trending. Well,
yes, it's definitely becoming a trend.
The traditional wife, two kids. Mm. I go to work, she stays home.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. I'll see guys I know on, like, you know how you can see people's liked Instagram reels?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, I don't want a woman who's got a body count above zero. Mm. Like,
yeah.
I want a woman, like, stay at home, quiet. And then the next reel they would have liked is like a naked woman dancing around.
Yes. Yeah. Huge double standard.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you're like hooking up with how many people?
Also, like, linking that back to like the trans community. A lot of sex workers and people in that area, a lot of them are trans women, and men are subscribing to that sort of content or going to those sex workers and stuff in private, and then publicly are like, ew, that's gross.
Yes. I don't know. I've seen like reels, but like, you know, like the, what are they called? Like in Thailand, the sex workers in Thailand?
The lady boys?
Is that lady boys? That's the name for them. The lady boys.
Yeah.
And everyone's like making jokes about having to like check everyone's pants when they go to Thailand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen like reels about
it. But like, clearly there's not a need, but a want.
There's a demand for them.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's the woman.
No. So it's like, well, how can you get the services of a ladyboy and then bash it?
Yeah.
Because you're basically just bashing yourself. In conclusion, trans people deserve all the rights.
Yeah.
The right to rob banks, the right.
Yes.
Yeah, we need more trans bank robbers. We're going to start a group.
What's the name of the group going to be called? Transfer Me Your Money.
That's so good. That's so good. Okay, you can be the token cis person.
Yes.
In the group.
I'm keen on that.
And we're going to promote it through the YWCA.
Will help increase their funding.
Yeah.
Yeah. But basically, trans people, they have just as much right as anyone else to live a happy human life, being stuff and
peace and love.
Yeah, like let's stop hyper-focusing on trans people.
Yeah.
And
let's fix every other issue in the world.
Let's fix the more important ones because you're more like, in America, you're more likely to get shot than...
Mm.
That's such a true thing, though.
Yeah.
You're more likely to get shot than, like, have the problem of a man pretending to be a trans woman in your bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, pretty sure you're more likely to...
Be homeless.
Get bullied.
Starve.
Oh, that's good. Not afford butter.
Yeah.
Then be harmed by a trans person.
Let's just all try and exist.
You're more likely... No, laws should be focusing on trying to protect trans people because actually they're the ones who are vulnerable at risk.
Mm.
They face a whole lot more violence. So, yeah, let's just let everyone be happy and chill and be who they are.
That's a good lesson.
Join us next week when we talk about the idea of colonization and white people and how they rule the world and what that's got to do with feminism. See you next week.
Bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.